Gunther and Bear are taking you inside the headlines with the opinion makers and news breakers on the biggest stories in sports. This is the Wasatch Whip Around.
Wasatch Whip Around is brought to you by Tosh, your orthopedic specialty hospital, Utah's premier sports medicine and orthopedic center, providing comprehensive care for your entire family. Give Tosh a call today, 801-314-4100. Our guest today on the Wasatch Whip Around, you can find him on Twitter at John Kuhn Sports. Greet him at Sports Exchange. It is John Kuhn. John, looking at a couple of different college basketball games tonight. BYU is on the road at Pepperdine. They blew them out earlier when they were playing here in Provo. What is BYU playing for the rest of the season? Are there storylines for fans to watch if they're not necessarily saying this is a make-or-break season based on whether or not they make the big dance?
I think the main focus for BYU at this point is just, you know, building confidence, trying to build up enough of a resume to attract the attention of the NIT selection committee. Obviously, an NCAA at-large bid is out of play at this point for BYU. Their only path to the NCAA tournament is winning the WCC conference tournament. Probably not going to happen with the way Gonzaga and St. Mary's are playing this season. So mainly it's an eye towards the future and kind of getting some of these younger players experience and victories and building momentum for next season.
Similar storylines for the running Utes taking on Washington State now, as Utah's probably outside of the tournament unless they can make some noise in their own conference tournament. Last time Utah played Washington State, I know it was on the road, but they had a big blowout there. What does Utah need to do to repeat that performance tonight?
The formula is pretty simple for Utah. Shoot the ball well, get the defensive rebounds. Washington State is a team that they match up well with in those areas. Washington State's one of the worst defensive rebounding teams in the Pac-12. I believe they ranked 11th coming into the week. And they also allow opponents to shoot 45% from the field. Utah shoots 51% from the field, which is second among Pac-12 teams. There's no reason why Utah should even have a close game with the Cougars, honestly. Washington State last won in Salt Lake City in 1946.
You can find him on Twitter at John Kuhn Sports. You can read him at Sports Exchange. John, great stuff. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John.
Us.
Thanks.
1946, that's a drought. That's some time since you last won in Salt Lake City.
Well, times were different back in 46. You can remember that. I mean, women, their first doctor's visit, once they felt like they might be pregnant, the doctor prescribed them Lucky Strike cigarettes.
Have a cigarette. The kids get to love it.
Your kids will love cigarettes. It'll calm them down, make them less of a spaz.
Harry Truman.
It'll make them tough.
The first Truman administration was the last time Washington State had to drive to Salt Lake City to play a basketball game and then turn around and drive back home. Wasatch Whip Around is brought to you by Tosh Orthopedic Specialty Hospital. For more information about sports and orthopedic injuries, follow the experts at Tosh on Facebook or Twitter at Tosh Utah.